Blog Talk Radio.
Finally.
At first I wanted just a home, but I'm vibing with you. There ain't a difference, get to know me.
Undenied, I am true.
And you ain't meet another phony.
Girl, I'm tired of what you.
Took a flight to be lonely.
I disguised that with blood.
Cause you a vibe, shawty. You a vibe, shawty. You a vibe, shawty. What you and I, it's a vibe. It's a vibe, it's a vibe. I call on you to catch a vibe, shot it. Break up to make up or dead. You heard what I said. My heart ain't the safest game. Still feeling some pain. Heart on my sleeves and sometimes I can't breathe when I think of my past. I can't do that again, won't go through that again. My heart ain't the safest, I fall and feel naked. But shorty with you, I feel it's a vibe. Oh Lord. Probably why when you leave me, you creep up in my mind. Now I'm online looking through your posts on some creep shit. Run your line and tell you when we eat it on some feet shit. Knowing I don't do it, so she think a nigga capping. But me, what I say, so she know I ain't just rapping. Had to fall back and understand what I'm after. My ex was my associates, but you were like my master. So why am I comparing? And I think I'm scary. I met you, I fallen. You make me feel crawling. It's not out the question. If I fuck up and I know we just started, but flawless, it's not on my record. And I am not undefeated. Sometimes, yeah, I have cheated. And girl, it was premeditated. The tone for the song was inspired by nights in Vegas, yeah.
But I'm vibing with you.
There ain't a difference, get to know me.
Undenied, I am true.
And you ain't meet another phony.
Girl, I'm tired of what you.
Took a flight to be lonely.
Disguised
that
with blood.
Cause you a vibe, shawty.
You a vibe, shawty. You a vibe, shawty. Yeah. What you and I, it's a vibe. It's a vibe, I call on you to catch a vibe, shawty.
And it's only been a few months in the situation. Sure, they got me thinking patient.
Don't fumble a heart like I'm a quarterback. Roger that, my heart been in the blender. To this day, still picking splinters out the parts that was left behind. I had to piece it back together, but it's parts in it going cold or frozen. I live the life of a chosen soldier. I need a Bonnie who gon' hold the toaster. Right beside me, a deep trench so the cold is water. Or hold me close when a soldier broken. So shorty, can you do that? I teach you how to shoot what you shoot back. If niggas got the drop and they do that, or put me back together when the world beat me through black.
Baby, is anything I'm saying sounding crazy? Is anything I'm saying sounding crazy?
At first I wanted just a home.
What you
found? There ain't no difference, get to know me. And you ain't meet another phony. Took a flight to be lonely.
Cause you a vibe, shot. Yeah. That's what I told her. Yeah. This is my age. This is my sign. This is where I live. Yeah. And what I like. This where I'm from. Yeah. And what I do. This is what I love. Yeah. How about you? I know you want me, feeling my energy. You wanna touch, you're getting close to me. Ask me all these questions, what you tryna know? You take all them crystals everywhere you go. I don't care about them signs. You know I got what you like. All I need between them signs. If we ain't on the same page, yeah. This is my age. My sign, this where I live, yeah, and what I like, this where I'm from, yeah, and what I do, this what I love, yeah, how about you? This is my age, this is my sign, this where I live. do. It's what I love. How about you?
VIP and time to express your vibe. With me tonight, I got my diva, and I am happy. La Perla Negra, diva, how are you?
Hey, diva. I'm good. I was jamming. You know, music is in my DNA, girl. Yes. But I am definitely vibing high tonight, girl. Yes.
That's what's
how
up.
You doing?
I love it. Well, yesterday I did a half of James Brown, the James Brown half split, and I think I hyperextended my knee. So.
Oh, you poor baby. Yeah, that's why I'm not walking. Doing my daily trek. Y'all know me.
Yeah.
It is what
really
it is.
It's really funny because I can walk, but the second I sit down and move around, it's like, oh. So,
yeah.
But anyway, I'm going to change up tonight, people. Even though it's Express Your Vibe tonight, we're going to have it open mic, and we're just going to just chill, and we're going to vibe. Whatever is on your mind or whatever you want to spit, that's what we're going to do.
Right. Oh, that's all right. That's all right. I'm with that. I'm vibing. I'm with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most definitely.
Yes, yeah. So you know what? I think I'm going to kick it with Irresistible Allure. That's one in the movie.
Well, the mic is yours. All right, well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. My mind playing tricks because I'm going in and out of a dangerous world. On my days off, time seems slow. I'd rather be totally off or totally on. Just look at the world now, so many gone. I need your comfort. In my mind, I take a toke. I don't smoke. I'm one step away from calling you, still knowing you won't ever be true. We were connected, or so I thought. You played my body as well as my mind. When we ended, you banished me. the inner peace my body couldn't find. Because when you sexed my body, my world was so bright. Your touch banished all negativity. I wanted you day and night. I think I was so into you due to be taken sexually nearly in every way. I was so sheltered in the past, but not today. Yet I find right now my thoughts stray. Meeting you at the bus stop, the hotel room, the urgency of fulfillment, endless kisses, embraces so tight, made my world a beautiful sight. Parted ways, my body warred with my mind for years. I can't really say I cried a lot of tears, but what I've learned is I can't kick it with someone I don't care deeply for, and I'm glad you taught me that as I walked away from you, the irresistible allure, and left that piece.
I hear that now, Diva. Sometimes, you know, regardless of how strong the pull is, you know what's good for you. And you got to walk away. Yeah, it's like
yes,
that sometimes. I get it. I've walked
away
before. Yeah, sometimes it's like that, honey. I get it. I get it. It's all right.
Yeah. Well, Diva, you ready?
Yeah, I'm on something. I'm on one tonight, honey. Yeah, I'm ready. I am ready.
All right, well,
all right.
Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. All right, so I just finished this piece not too long ago. So it is untitled,
okay.
But y'all should be used to that by now. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, here it goes. I just finished pleasuring myself in front of him just like he loved while he was sitting in a chair looking at me on the bed. Come here. I stood up and walked over to him. He says, straddle me. As he reached his hands through my thighs and grabbed my ass and guided my body to sit on his lap, he slid right inside of me. I moaned and called out his name. He said, don't move. Look at me, Danielle. Don't move. But I almost came all over his dick, my hands off his shoulder, and held them together behind me as he tied them. He lifted my breast, running his tongue across both nipples. Right before sucking them in, he looked at me and said, right, slow. It felt so good, I threw my head back and rode. He let my breast fall out of his mouth and put one hand on the arch above my ass and placed a firm grip on the back of my neck while with the other and said, look at me, Danielle. Now, I know the power of eye contact and passion, so I knew that I was in trouble because there's no turning back from there. With our bodies in perfect rhythm, we never lost pace. The passion was overwhelming me as tears formed and ran down my cheeks. He removed his hand from my neck and caressed my face and kissed me like never before. Not only did I come, I gushed and squirted, and he kept going, putting his hand behind my neck this time and gently grabbing the fistful of my lock. I thought he was about to come because he moaned and growled and grabbed my thighs, but it was to hold me while he stood and walked to the bed. He laid us down and pulled my legs up to his shoulders. He gave me three deep thrusts and pulled out, and I was climaxing again. He drank and slid back up, leaving my legs on his shoulders as he slid right back inside me. This time, pounding away at my pussy, driving me crazy. He said, didn't I tell you to look at me? But I couldn't. It felt so good. He turned his head and he bit and kissed my knee and said, look at me. When I opened my eyes, He said my name and pounded harder and faster, and with one last moan, he squeezed me tight and lay pulsating inside me.
I'm sitting here, I see everything, and all of a sudden I'm like, girl, I'm the little girl, I'm telling the little girl, chill out. I feel like the progressive commercial, just chill.
Yeah, she's the reason why I wrote it, because she was in here acting a fool. She was like, write this. And I'm all in my head. Like,
okay. Woo, it is a serious sexy. I tried to be salty, but, man, we need to zen. Lord have mercy. Maybe you better come on in with that zen. We need to all breathe after that one.
Girl, I'm glad you like it.
Hey, Danielle, I need a Newport. I don't even smoke.
Not the Newport.
I know, right? Dang.
Girl, I couldn't do nothing but lay back and look at the ceiling after I wrote that. I'm like, whew. Wow,
whoa,
that was a ride, Danielle.
Okay, exactly. Lord have mercy.
I haven't written like that in a long time.
I thought I was the one. Damn. You who?
Yeah.
I'm still seeing that. And wait, do you have a face with that? I bet you don't even have a face, do you?
Oh, girl.
His face.
Oh, I got a face to it.
Okay, there's a face somewhere. Okay. Well, look, at least you have a
now
face.
Now I do.
I have those types, right? I was going to say, now it's like usually when I write like that, there's no face. I'm like, who is he? Where is he?
Yeah, they're really, majority of the time, I don't have a face, but I will try and picture some. But more so, I concentrate on the man's body. And my body. It's not always about the face. It's about the vibe,
right.
the energy that they create when they're together.
Mm-hmm.
And girl, you know, I'm out of here, so I'll be, Lord, have mercy. Yeah. It's more so about that than the face. Unless it gets, only time I need a part of the face is when the kissing part comes in and I see the lips touch gently and I see the sweat coming down on the skin glistening and girl, all right, you know what?
I know, right? Right? Yeah. Well, I think it's time to bring in our wordsmith. What do you think?
I think so. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are ready. Hello, how are you? And welcome to Express Your Vibe. What's going on, Wordsmith?
Ms. VIP, how are you doing? And LaPro,
hey,
how are you doing?
Hello,
Hey.
I know. Please growl.
I don't know what to say except, Lord. Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, you like my piece? Is that what you're telling me?
That was the Lord.
Depends on which one are you talking about.
I only wrote one piece, and she wrote a piece. Now, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, there's a visual. That's what I'm saying.
That's a serious visual. I'm dead. I done flatlined a couple of times.
Yeah.
I'm like,
what's the title of that piece, La Pearl Negra?
You could actually title it for me. I don't have a title for it. Something came to mind. I was feeling a certain kind of way, and I just put pen to paper, and then ink started flowing.
That was a certain kind of way, wasn't it?
I'll name it. I'll name it Tremendous.
Say again?
Tremendous.
Tremendous.
Oh, Tremendous. Okay. Wow.
Okay.
It was something. Tell you that.
Yeah, you don't
take that. Wow. Okay.
There.
Well, I'll take that.
You know what I thought?
I like to
take
people.
You know what? When
there,
I opened your
I'm
mic,
nice.
When I opened your mic, I thought you were just going to growl, and I'd have been like, oh, I'd have fainted right then and there. Like, God.
No, see, after
night,
I heard that, my mouth was wide open and stuff. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you guys were entertained. Thank you. Thank you.
I might
you're welcome.
Phone call, too. Wait, no.
I ain't got nobody to call, so nowhere.
Y'all know me neither.
I might need to look at an old white woman. That might help me calm down.
Oh, no.
Where's the thermostat lady at, dang?
Okay. Just hot in here.
Oh, my goodness.
So, we're expressing our vibe.
Uh-huh.
So what do you want to hear?
Whatever you feel, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going a little conscious tonight, and I hope you don't mind.
I don't mind.
All right, so this piece is called A Fist of Nothing.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I put my fist up in the air, piercing the ozone, striking at the atmosphere, hemisphere, stratosphere. I'm still here. Programmed by friends and family who engraved me as black. Though my skin in my shade of brown, a melanin eating chicken and watermelon. What's wrong with that? Do I fit the stereotype? What gave you the right to decide who am I? I'm not a permanent citizen. The world has called me guilty before I can prove my innocence. But really, I am guilty in my sins. We have amendments allowing guns, but if we serve God, we shall not kill. Should we defund the police so chaos must release? My Lord and Savior never told me to live by the images closer than they appear in the mirror. I refuse to be on emotional roller coasters. Or being on a poster showing, I can't control you. Nails dig deep in the palms that don't spring, causing holes that bleed externally from the anger of living vicariously. If I give love to all that matters, you call me weak. Who made you the authority where I kneel underneath? You're naked under that sticky, wanting me to get freaky with you, wearing that wig like the Ohio player Sugarfoot, causing diabetes like Sugar Bear, but the government and welfare put your foot far up in my ass, kicking me off your Section 8 premises because they're the ones you depend on. Food stamps and foolish men, the revolving doors of make-believe uncles under you, succubus on the number 7 bus, living in flesh offer your cookie puss. But he snaggled puss, then exit stage right. Parasite playing 3-card money with a paradise ain't paradise. And yet you call me a mother because I funded your sons of the devil. Because I don't live by color and I'm not bipolar. Belonging to your cult of personality. Drinking cyanide flavored Kool-Aid like Jim Jones cake while Mama Jones spelled psychotic wrong. And this ain't love or hip-hop. But I release open my fist of nothing, showing my transparency, pointing to who the real asshole is. And I know to be here showing my sense of pride, which goes with the fall of the ego out the window, 30 stories below, so I'll go out Morgan Freeman style. Want to get rid of racism because you finally figured identifying yourself with race is dumb? You stop addressing me as black, and I'll stop calling you white, because music is the soul of a man. And really, Craig, you ain't got to lie. That's that vibe.
Wow.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo. Wait a minute. Sugarfoot from the Ohio Players. Come on. Oh, man.
That was deep. You said you finally figured that identifying yourself with what? With race? Could you say that again? Racism is dumb?
I said, want to get rid of racism because you finally figured identifying yourself with race is dumb? You stop addressing me as black and I'll stop calling you white.
Yo, that was deep. And then you went into the part about Jonestown. Yo, that was deep.
Yes.
I like that piece.
Yeah.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
That vibe.
Yeah.
Love it. Well, it's time to send you to the Groovy Lounge.
Yeah.
Thank you so
much.
I'm
still looking for that thermostat lady to calm me down from Danielle.
Hey, look. Okay. I look. As God is my witness, had you growled when I opened your mic, that'd have been it for me for the rest of the night.
Oh,
I'd have been like,
yeah.
I'm done.
God.
I'm so done.
She would have fell on the floor.
Oh, he did it. Did you hear that?
See, yup. Going on that beanbag chair.
Yeah, I ain't going to be able to get up after that. You don't have to help me. One love, one mic.
Good. Help a sister out.
Yeah.
Well, since you made it wet, might as well make it rain. How about that?
As well.
What's going on, baby girl? What's going on?
Hey, ladies. What is going on?
Rain. What's
girl?
Up, Diva?
Two of my favorite people in the whole wide world. I'm so sorry I missed you guys on Tuesday. Or I should say Wednesday.
It's all right.
Right.
It's
That's
been
okay.
a week, girl. It's been a week.
But guess
okay.
what?
Yes,
she soaked
yes,
up last night. She brought the tsunami last night. I was like, okay.
Hey,
I needed last night.
Honey, and her and Van was right in sync. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, he caught me off guard with that. He caught me
you
off guard
what?
With that.
Like, yeah, I felt like Lil Wayne, like, let me just dump this phone and cool it off. Dang.
But those both of them pieces was mm-hmm. awesome. I really, really love it. You know, I'm a big fan of yours, Rain. I love it.
Yeah. Speaking of pieces, Miss Danielle. Speaking of
Uh-oh.
Pieces, Miss Danielle.
I know
somebody's in rare form tonight. So not only is she in rare form, it was a long piece. Longer piece.
You know what?
So not only was in that.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. When I first came.
I feel like a honey dripper lounge over here.
I know, right?
That's actually how I used to write when I first came to Epiphany. Mm-hmm. I used to do the long, detailed stories like that because that's how I was feeling. And I kind of got away from it for a little while, but I was just in a mood tonight, and I didn't mm-hmm. have anything written down. I was like, oh, my girl fell us tonight. I got to write something. And my little girlfriend was at the pool, and I was like, all right, girl, it's because of her. She was writing that piece. She was like, here, write this. And I was like, okay.
I love your obedience is everything.
Oh, girl.
I'm glad you made it rain tonight because I'm not going to make it rain.
Okay.
You're not going to make it rain.
Girl,
look.
Okay.
That's all right.
I've been in this weird space. You know how sometimes you just got to introspection and reflection. And so most people, mm-hmm. I don't think anybody in this world, in this poetic world, mm-hmm. knows when I first started writing, it was when I was going through a divorce, right? Well, actually, right after I left my husband. It took me a while to divorce him, but right after I left mm-hmm. him. And my very first pen name was Creative Truth. Ooh, and all I used to do was write about my feelings. So this was before there was any wetness. Mm-hmm. And I just came across this piece. And I'm going to share it. It's going to be totally unlike anything anybody's ever heard from me. And this was written in 2011. So it's 10 years ago.
All right. Well,
I'm glad you made it rain up in here tonight, because I'm not making it rain.
Go ahead and express your vibe.
I don't think this piece has a title.
All right.
I got a visit today from some old friends of mine. Said they've been missing me. It's been a long time. I felt the warmth as confidence hugged me tight. Shed a tear when self-esteem calmed my internal flight. Can't believe it's been so long since we'd seen one another. We used to be inseparable. Where one was, there were the others. I smiled when confidence reminded me of all my accomplishments. All the drive that I had inside would let no one interrupt my stride. Reminded me of the days when my humility was complemented by meekness. You know, that controlled strength a woman has, often mistaken for weakness. Knowing when to speak and when to hold my peace. She told me of days that she was proud of me for sharing my gift and watching confidence birth in the lives that I touched. Nothing and no one could ask for too much. I was willing to give of myself, but a little naive, just enough to mention. I knew who I was and where I was headed, opportunities galore and dreams without limits. Don't remember that exact moment that I was introduced to timid. Little by little, stop trusting in me. Listen to those that surrounded, caring not about my best interests, caring only what they could get. Abundant plotting and lies abounded. I remember the lessons of those unpleasant times. Self-esteem saw me reflecting, not allowing my thoughts to travel far. She hugged me tight. Oh, how I missed her on so many nights. She whispered to me of the beauty I possess, reminding me that I can win this fight. Fight against time, stress, and reclaim the parts of me that people stole. Some things I gave freely to those I deemed worthy, others stole parts of my soul. She reminded me of how I fought through negativity instilled in me as a child. Butt was too big. You need to go on a diet. I was a size 10. At 16, but I was forced to try it. Nutrisystem and gym memberships, don't you think I'm too young? Why don't you just give me a gun? I was never beautiful enough for those that were to love me unconditionally. Daddy, why didn't you tell me how uniquely God made me? I needed you to tell me of my worth, point out at least some of my strengths so I could walk with my head held high, not caring so much of what other people think. Mom, why didn't you stop him from touching me? And when I told you, all you did was talk to him instead of protecting me. Then there was your significant other that verbally abused me openly. You were timid, allowed him to treat me any kind of way. You even took his side discreetly. I thank God for giving me a heart to forgive you all freely. You've let me down time after time, oftentimes over a dime. What a journey unpacking that baggage, unaware of small things still tucked in the pockets. Thank God every day I'm a work in progress. Mom, I guess you didn't know because you still hadn't unpacked so much of your own. I've forgiven you with all I have down to the bone. Self-esteem looked deep in my eyes. She sees all the hurt that I bottled inside. Like my plan was one day to sell it for wealth. She told me I have to release it for my overall health. It's killing me slowly and I can't even see it. I turn a blind eye filled with sadness, unable to face myself, all the choices I've made. Just madness, avoiding mirrors, knowing they contain the answers to questions I'm too afraid to ask. yet my desire is so strong to know that it's within my grasp. I open my eyes to see her looking back at me. I smile because I missed her beyond what anyone could fathom of me. It was so good to sit with my old friends today. I'd missed them so much I'd invited them to stay. With tears and embraces, the time is now for us to plan our escape from this place that has tried to redefine the strong, confident woman within, the beauty that all see when they look at me, so that one day I, too, will see it again. That's Jody.
Wow. So, Lord have mercy.
Wow.
Wow.
That was cute. You know what? A certain part in there that took me back. I had a troubled childhood. My friends that I actually grew up with, and I was messed with when I was a little girl. It ain't no joke. I know what it feels like to cry out for help and nobody believes you, don't nobody want to hear. That piece, that was pretty deep. Telling parts of my story in there, going through a lot of things that you talk about, it messes with your self-esteem how you conduct yourself in life in becoming an adult. I appreciate that piece, though. I really, really do. I thank you for the transparency.
Thank you, Queen.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a healing piece for me at the time. But it just brought tears to my eyes just now reading it again because it took me back.
Absolutely. Yes. I'm going to tell you, you kind of tore me up from the floor up. And I can relate to some of those pieces because I never really had a good self-esteem. I'm going to go for years, okay? Long time. And but let me say this. Whenever you feel that you're not beautiful, you are. Because, even though we have not seen each other face to face, I sense something in you that is just so daggone beautiful and so strong. And it's something probably I'm going to say perseverance. Because it's something that, like, I don't care what the enemy throws at me, I'm not giving up. You understand what I'm saying? And
not an option.
And sometimes
it does take
some introspection, with inner reflections and some hindsight sometimes to go, wow, I was there, but I'm not there anymore. And I thank you for this piece. But it was taking me places too, and I was like, "Whoa, wait a minute, woo!" And someone very wise, told me every day after I do my toilet, I'm gonna look in that mirror and go, "Girl, I love you," and I do, and I do that very. It's been on 2 weeks right now, and I'm still doing it. So it takes something to do, And that one thing, if you keep saying it, you'll eventually believe it. And it's been in you all along. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about you, Rain. So thank you for that.
I appreciate you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think sometimes no matter how far we come, sometimes, the self-doubt creeps back in and you just have to remind yourself.
Absolutely.
And it's been a week. But for sure, I so appreciate both of you ladies and your words. And
I always appreciate the space.
And, I'm happy to bring the rain back if you need me to come back later with some rain.
Oh, Lord.
Tonight was the night.
That'll work. Yes. Thank you. And I'm a firm believer in positive affirmations. every day I walk. When after I get up, I go in the bathroom, handle my business. Yes, I look in the mirror, I kiss myself. I blow kisses at myself. I say, hey, girl, hey, boo. Ooh, and I look myself up and down
as far
as I can see because I'm short, so I can only see right underneath my boobs. But I look myself up and down, and I say, you like all that. Yes, we do. And I leave out the bathroom. And eventually, you know, because it was a point where I didn't see myself. What I seen was negativity, and it's so easy to believe all the mean, evil, hateful stuff that people spew at you. You don't recognize your God-given beauty. You know what I mean?
And sometimes it's not even words that people say to us. It's the images that social media shows us that's what's beautiful and what's this and what's that, and that just feeds our mind. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's not even what somebody has said to us. It's just that we don't fit into this specific mold.
They want you to live up to society standards.
Yeah.
Okay. And I was lucky to start loving myself. I was lucky to start loving myself before I started looking at what society deemed as beautiful. Because it's say beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but you got to go inside yourself and behold that beauty first.
Mm-hmm.
Once you find out what's going on inside, once you see how beautiful and bright your spirit is inside, that energy that you can put out there and like push them haters away. If you are an unstoppable force, honey, church, I love my beautiful brown skin. It's like a roller coaster ride in an amusement park, and I love every dip, every roll. Okay, my best parts ain't nothing but a trail to the next ride. Okay, I'm trying to tell you.
I love you, Daddy.
I love you. I know you too, baby. I'm so serious, though. Yes.
We're going to put you in the green lounge.
Yes,
girl.
Please.
We're going to
put you in the green lounge.
Thank you. We're going to put you right in that bean bag with a libation.
Yes.
I'm ready for it.
All right, girl. One mic.
Thank you, darling. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, well, that was that
Diva,
cold glass of water
you needed. Yeah, it still ain't cooled me off, honey. I stay hot.
Cold
I can't off. Help it. That's,
well,
it's just me. But I do know how to, like subdue it a little bit and suppress it and put it at bay for a minute. But she always rearing her head talking about, is it time yet? Is somebody here yet? No, damn it. Stop.
Lord have mercy.
It's almost
right
10 o'clock.
Begin.
You think you need to do a station identification, right?
Yes, we are. And before I do that, I was remiss. I'm going to tell you, pain just takes you away from things, I'm telling you. But I want to thank the CEO for this form, also Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. Thank you, sir. Without him, there's no Express Your Vibe or the Love Zone or any other one during the week in Epiphany. So, and also, this show is sponsored by Raw Links. And why be average when you can be raw? Diva, I know you got yours on, but I'm in another locale. I didn't bring my Raw Links with me. I feel naked.
Oh, I got mine. I got mine. I'm wearing two of them. One
for
both of us. Okay.
Thank you. All right. Well, I think I'm going to take my socks off.
Okay.
This is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The next phase is online radio. Epiphany. Baby.
Ziva, next on the mic, we're going to Canada. Let's go to Lady A. Okay. That's my girl.
Hey.
Lady A, welcome to Express Your Vibe.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
We're good.
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I just, I was so moved by that last poet's piece, and I just wanted to say how brave it was of her to share that, and it took a lot of guts to open up her soul like that. Just loved it, and I do all good things, all good vibes, all good prayers.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Rain. Mm-hmm. Rain is one of my favorite poets, and her whole vibe. She's a whole vibe. She really is, and I love her.
Amazing. I've heard
a lot of respect for her.
I love her writing, and she just has a real presence just with her voice, and I thoroughly. Writing is so great to be helped to get things like that off your back and off your heart, and it's so writing is so cathartic, and you could tell that she's used that as a positive tool and an outlet. So that was great.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Definitely.
So, what vibe you got tonight, Lady A?
Well, I have one that's called His Braids. And it goes
his braids,
B-R-A-I-D-S.
Yes. Okay, his braids. Okay.
Yeah. Once proud, strong, decisive, rode bareback on their ponies into wars with other nations, protected land, women, and children. Faces painted, braids plaited, armed with bow and arrow, echoes heard. The white man wanted all the good land. They rode their painted ponies into battles with white phonies. Arrows had no power over guns and gunpowder. Duped by beads and mirrors, liquor, lies and promises, signed treaties with the white man to steal the ground they walked on. Proud braves, they cut their braids, forced to conform to white man's ways. They lost power, pride, and culture. They lost hope for any future. Just as Samson cut his hair, he became weak, filled with despair. First Nations fell to their knees. No one heard their pleas. Today, their braids have grown. Now empowered by spirit blood, the ancients whisper strength, blow pride into their lungs. Long black hair in braids. Indian boy dances to the drums. Braids, power, strength, and courage of the ancients watching with assurance. End poem.
Oh.
Wow. I'm sorry. Go ahead, dear.
How about that? I got the line in my brain, you know, painted ponies and phonies. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's what stood out to me. I'm like, wow. Mm-mm-mm.
So true, eh?
Hey, absolutely.
Lady, you bring these very, very serious, heartfelt pieces. And you have a particular flow that keeps your attention, and a lot of it is the truth. Well, I haven't heard you spit a piece that didn't have the truth in it, but some of them tug at my heartstrings more than others, and this was one of them. That was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Oh my God.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have a huge. My mother used to say, "You can't save the world," because I was always burdened by social injustices. My whole life, I've felt that way, and I still do. And oftentimes, you know, I talk about these things, and people say, oh, you know, you're too serious, you know, go have a sandwich or something. But because, you know, most people don't want to face the reality of what is really out there.
Mm-hmm. You're right. They don't.
And you know that, you know.
Yeah, I know, honey. Mm-hmm. I know that all but too well. Trust me, especially in the spotted world. And that's a major thing that we have to overcome. Because, you know, our charge is to love one another and care for one another. But unfortunately, a lot of us still have a lesson to learn in that. So that piece was absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure sharing a word with you girls.
Absolutely.
Always, always. Most definitely.
Uh-oh, time to go to the Groovy Lounge and jump in a beanbag.
Okay. Thank you very much.
One love, one mic, darling.
One love, one mic.
Oh, Diva.
We done changed his name,
but just
I know.
Wait a minute. This depends. We're gonna have to ask him: is he going left or is he gonna stay right? In between ain't doing
right.
Tonight with me. Hey, you. How are you? Welcome to Express Your Vibe. Sounds like you're muted.
Good evening. How's everybody doing?
How are you?
I'm good. Yeah.
Awesome.
Day,
so
how's your vibe tonight?
Express your vibe. Yeah.
You know, my vibe is kind of up and down today, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Up and down today. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, having the family members taken to the hospital today, so we're just waiting to hear what's going on and whatnot. But,
Well, I'll make sure to include them in my prayers. Definitely. Wow. Sorry to hear that, sweetie. Goodness.
You know. You know, it's life. You know.
It's true.
So, VIP.
Yeah.
How you doing? No, I ain't heard from you in a minute. You been on vacation or something?
just took a trip to come down and see my daughter and my grand.
Okay.
I'm here tonight. So, it sounds like you're going to be right tonight instead of left.
I don't know. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Caprilla Negra, how you doing? How you doing, Quinn?
I'm doing. I had to get something out of my system, and I put it down on paper, so I'm good right now. I'm coming back down off that high.
That's what it's all about. Oh, you know, you just, man. I might have changed my piece just because what you said.
Uh-oh.
Did you hear that piece, though?
Mm.
Huh?
Yo, did you hear that piece, though?
Which one? I just tuned in late. I caught Lady A.
Oh my goodness. Let me tell you what happened. La Perla Negra burned the microphone. She done destroyed one. It just melted. It melted within minutes. It was gone. And we had to rush her another one. I
don't doubt that. I do not doubt.
I wasn't being sexy tonight. But she killed it.
Thank you. I tell you what. I'll record it and I'll send it to you in your inbox, and you can judge
Lord
for yourself.
Yeah, please do. I'm just looking for the hand.
Just a
little.
You better have a drink in your hand or something with ice.
Cause you're
gonna
burn,
brother. You're gonna burn.
It gets a little stingy. It's more so than a visual thing for me when I'm writing like that, and I haven't written like that in a long time, where I'm just feeling it and it just comes out like that. So, but like I said, I'll lay it down on recording and I'll send it to you, and you tell me what you think.
Have mercy.
Absolutely.
Wow. Please have a drink. Please take my advice, okay?
Wow. Most definitely.
Right. Well, darling, I'm ready for you. We're ready for you. We really are.
Okay. So this is Wait on the Page.
Express your vibe.
All my frustrations, all my dedication, all my relations, and I can't get a word in edgewise. Suicide by pen, crucify my zen, patience growing thin, mentally thickening, socially sickened when words spoken fall on deaf ears. When love fails to hear the pain of years, so I come here to speak and share the leaks of a wounded heart. This is not art. This is not poetry. It's not even the soul of me, is it not? Have I forgotten what it takes to state what I feel without art? Another dart and the score tallies zero. The wall behind the bullseye is full of pinholes. I've missed the mark with the perfect arc. The target's right there. How close do I need to be before the darts land elsewhere? Here is where the words get heard. Here's where they won't seem absurd, or will they? I want my chill days, a void of fray, a void of come what may. Take it how you want it. In here, I don't have to explain. Pain on the page, rage on the page, sage in the corner burning, outraged at what my heart is learning, engaged to what my mind's discerning, and I can't get a word in edgewise. Lengthy diatribes of how I feel. Empty voices unable to reveal what's real to them and them and them. But then I write again, again and again and again. It never ends. Cleverly with brevity, consciously, demonstratively, I put that weight on the page. Can't carry it with me. I can't share it with ease. No rising for the trapeze. It's left swinging in the breeze. No way to appease, no play for the free. Copay, if you please. Time is valuable. My rhymes are collateral. They may quantify as unilateral. Can you feel me? Can you build me? Because here you can hear the real me. Be it fact or fiction on the pages I've written. Just no one to listen. No one who listens. No one listens unless it's for and about them. I question why I spit them words. It gets the weight off my shoulders. No baggage claim when I hold her. I could have told her. I should have told her. I've let it smolder through a flame. Who's to blame? Soft voice? Hard of hearing? Too many earrings? Too many earrings? Ring and I'm near the tearing. So wait on the page. It's my piece.
Y'all bringing that seriousness tonight, man.
I know,
wow.
Right?
Diva.
No one cares unless it's about them.
There's too many
I'm
earrings.
I'm paraphrased on that
too
because I got stuck on your
cadence. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. Definitely. I love that. I really, really love that piece. Yeah.
Me
but
too.
I mean, I love all your work, so this is just right up there with the rest of them.
I keep getting stuck on the cadence. I'm like, oh my God, like I should have said something. I should have, and then, you know, did I? What? I'm like, wait. But,
yeah.
You know what?
I used to get stuck
down.
On it.
Yeah.
He
gets me. You get me. You said something about no one cares or something or no one cares about you writing words unless it's about them or something like that.
Oh, yes. Yeah, sure. Let me see. Oh, yeah. The effect of fiction on the pages I've written, just no one to listen. No one who listens. No one listens or listens for and about them. I question why I spit them words.
No one listens unless it's about them. That's it. It is true. Absolutely.
That is so true. Man. Wow.
That is. I love that vibe. Lord have mercy. He just gonna have to be Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer tonight.
it didn't go left tonight. Yeah, definitely.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Didn't go left, but it usually swings to the right. But what can I say? You know, it was another show.
It's fine.
All right, darling. One love, one mic. We're gonna put you in the groovy lounge, you in the beanbag chair.
Absolutely. One love, one mic, y'all. Appreciate you.
No way.
Ooh, Diva. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It is 10 after 10 or 11 after 10. And if you guys are streaming online, y'all got about approximately 45, 46 minutes to call in. That dialing number is 319-527-6300, and y'all press 1 because, you know, this vibe is coming. It's coming hot, and then it gets serious, and then it gets a little on the tippy on the serious side again, and then, woo, then it starts tugging at your heartstrings. So this vibe is up and down tonight, but I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Definitely.
Woo. Diva, I'm scared to ask you, do you have another piece? Because I just can't do it.
I do. This is an older piece. I think I wrote this last year sometime. And I'll go ahead and I'll say it's a short piece, but I'm going to do this one because the other one is kind of, let me skim through the papers for 1 second. I can give you another hot one if you want. All right, I'll do this one then. It's called First.
Oh Lord. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Though I've often wondered about those stories told by those women who had that awesome pleasure of that pleasure, I was super nervous came along. His sexual energy was so high that I immediately got caught in it. And all it took was for a simple high. And I was sprung. Something in the way he said my name just made me high. It was like he read me but already knew my story. He knew that I was drawn to him. He knew I belonged to him, and I did too. Our first kiss set off fireworks that only burned brighter with time. He always seemed to calm my spirit, though. I miss him so when he's away. We'd met up that good day, and my juices were simmering more than usual. The room was beautiful, and we went straight at each other from the door. I'd never had my body done like that before. God, it was intense. And then he stopped and looked at me. He kissed me and said, "Now I want to kiss her." And he started placing kisses down my neck and my breast, and my stomach, thigh, my right thigh. And he pushed them apart and proceeded to kiss her. His tongue. Oh, his tongue. He touched my clit and kissed and sucked and licked and licked and licked and oh my God. And that's that beach.
I'm a soft chair again. I'm like, wait. And I'm poised. You know what I'm saying? I'm poised. I'm so poised, like, okay. And it stops. I'm like, hey, wait a minute. I was like, wait a minute.
You know what? I got a song that I think will suit that piece that I just played. You want to hear it?
Yeah, I think I do. Wow.
All right.
Hey now, I got this. Can I take my time and kiss you, girl, all over your body?
Can I taste the sweetness of your essence
while I bend you down and play in your garden?
If you don't mind,
let me take control right here, girl. Sit back, relax.
This is where you wanna be.
I'll give you every inch of me. All I wanna know, can I
go deeper?
You've been waiting on this night for so long. Let's go for long.
I'll do anything to please you.
Baby, your every wish I want to know.
If you don't mind,
can I put my tongue right there? Oh yes, that's your spot. Now baby, take off all your clothes, put your legs up on my shoulders.
Baby, I'm just asking, can I?
Do you mind if I find your spot?
Can I?
I wanna love you all night long. Can I take it there?
Can I?
You should let me.
Lord have mercy.
I think it was befitting.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He want to go, he want to know, can he go deeper?
Help us, Lord.
Oh,
yeah. And I had a piece and I lost it. I'm like, wait a minute. Oh.
But
another one. If you want me to do another one, I got another one for you. This is definitely a short one. It's up to you, Diva. This is your show.
You know what? I think I was trying to. You know, I got this piece. I think when I needed a rescue. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like if somebody just come sweep me up and say, you know what, you ain't got to worry about anything anymore, and I'm about to rub it down, look it down, and all that kind of stuff, and then I'm thinking, what? And then it's not going to happen.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, this is a short piece, but it's called "How Do I Tell You."
All right, well, express your vibe.
How do I tell you that I want to be more than a friend? That I know deep down, this may not come to an expected end. Your kiss sends me into another place, but in your heart, I don't think I have a space. How do I tell you I want you in every way? You only desire me physically all night until the next day. I thought we'd be each other's specialty until I found out you didn't feel the same about me. So I thought to stop communicating, that my feelings would start abating, then to close my heart yet once more until your phone call brings me to your door. You let me in. We can't resist going into that delicious sin. Our bodies in harmony, singing ecstasy until the daylight. And I'm left holding my heart by its last string. How do I say you left my heart broken? I still feel we have words unspoken. But I will be the one to leave you be. Because the one I love more than you is me. And that's that piece.
If you got it, it ain't a question. Oh, it ain't no one for guessing. So more than emotionally invested, showing you all my imperfections. Oh, if I let you, don't take me for granted. Yeah, if I was more than you could manage. Yeah, open with me, oh, we could be honest. Closer to me, oh, giving me silence. About it, I'm putting pressure. You'll only cut me if I let you. So we ain't doing this just for pleasure. Even learn me or I'm a lesson. So if you want me, don't take me for granted. Yeah, if I'm worth more than you could manage, baby. Oh, you're calling for me. Oh, baby, I caught it. Oh, we could be whatever you want. Damage. No, you could do damage.
TV there?
Yes, I am. I love
okay,
that song.
Go.
I mean, the second one, I almost didn't understand it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, you know, I'm a music buff, you know.
Yeah.
I like my smooth grooves. I like all kinds of music. And
you do.
I wish
and
that
tell
I could.
You. I like John Mellencamp myself.
Oh, I like John Mellencamp, definitely, definitely. You know, where I grew up, the majority of the music that was listened to was the like John Cougar Mellencamp, Rick Springfield,
mm-hmm.
who I'm madly,
oh,
madly in love with.
Yes.
you know about Rick Springfield? Okay. Bon Jovi, Twisted Sister. I listened to all of that stuff. I really didn't start branching out into different genres of music until I got into my teenage years and I started being out amongst the crowd and running around learning Philadelphia, you know what I mean? Then I started coming upon the different kinds of music there. It's kind of when I got my 10 speed and my kids and my pom-pom stuff, I was unstoppable. I was everywhere. So, and then
cat.
I started just
love my cat. Girl,
and,
they were bomb back then.
Okay, yes, they were. And And I was one of the, you know, girls that had to have every the latest everything. But when I would come back in the house after doing my little trek around Philly, I would go and turn on the radio. And, you know, back then we had stereos. We didn't have a little, you know, all the other newfangled stuff that we got now. And I would just listen to all the different radio stations, and I would just catch them quick. And then we used to have a record store up on Frankfurt Avenue that you could go to and pick out all the different records. And back then we had the 12 inches and the 45 still. And I would go in there and, you know, unfortunately I had the money. I just didn't have the love from my family that I wanted, you know. So I would buy as many records as I possibly could, and I would come home and play each and every one of them. And right in my mother's living room was I grew up in an extremely, extremely large house. And in the living room, which was the front room, there was this huge mirror that went from the bottom, from the floor all the way to the ceiling, literally. And that was my mirror. I claimed that mirror, and I claimed that space in the living room because we had the big stereo right there and the mirror. And I was big on exercising my physical fitness thing. And I would get in front of that mirror. I would work out. I would play the records. And from there, and I've been in love with all different types of music ever since, you know. I also grew up with a baby grand in the living room. And unfortunately, yeah, I used to take lessons, but I kind of got away from it for different reasons. I wish I had stuck with it. I really did. It was a beautiful, beautiful piano. I don't know what happened to that damn piano. Just one day I looked up and it was gone. yeah, you remember the old oil lamp with the lady in the middle and had the wire streaming down with the oil looked like teardrops. That actually hung in the living room as well, like right over top of the piano. It was just a beautiful sight, That was just my spot for my music and everything, and I was good with it, you know. So music is just it has always been a part of me to help soothe me and keep me from going off the deep end. And it's a song for every emotion.
Exactly.
Okay. There is a song for every cell in your body, okay? There's no excuse. None whatsoever. So, music is always going to be a part of me. Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. How about you with music? How are you with music? Because I know you like your oldies, man.
Oh, my goodness. Whew. So, you know what? 32 years ago when I started my job, people actually thought I was older than I actually was because I knew every word to every song, and it didn't matter what song it was. And then when I went into the military, then, of course, I was listening. It sounded like B101 or something, you know, the easy listening music. And then I caught on to that, too. And then I got to the rock and roll station, and then it just went from that point on. And by the time you hit the 70s and you got those prolific ones like Gil Scott-Heron, you know what I'm saying? And all the rest of them, the Last Poets and you know, Sly and the Family Stone and all of that, you know, once you get there and then you start vibing to the mature of the OJs. Okay, of Adele.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
The Manhattan.
Oh, yeah.
And once you start vibing, and I get it because I'm an Elton John fan. I'm a serious Elton John fan.
Oh, yeah.
And, So I vibe to a lot, too. So that's cool.
You know what?
So,
I wish we had Benny and the Jets in here, man. That is one of my favorite songs by him. Oh, my God. Yes, their piano.
Wow.
The
I can't believe
yes,
it.
Yes. And you know what? I'm a fan of Billy Joel. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, so
girl, Steely Dan.
My former,
I could go on and on.
But my former twin won't let me. Former twin will not let me play my music. He told me
don't
my
be
music
scared of him. You play what you want to play. You play what you want to play. I'm scared of him. Nobody's scared of you, poetic.
He told me my music was too old.
He's too old. You play what you want to play. You listen to what you want to listen to. Ain't nobody scared of him. Well, no, he's going to get me for this.
You know what? Week after next, I'm going to express my vibe. It's going to be my vibe.
That's right.
Not his vibe.
That's right. You play what you want to play. I know I play what I want to play. I ain't playing with it. Okay?
I know, but see, he has a way that he can play all into and interrupt what I'm doing and just go.
Try that. We're going to have some words back and forth. He best not come in here messing around with my music. Stop playing.
Home. Oh, Lord. These kids they kill me.
You all right over there?
Lord have mercy. Yeah.
You okay?
It is now. Sorry about that. I should have put that on mute. Lord, the grandchildren are ready for bed.
Okay. All right.
And then grandmama coming. Have mercy.
Well,
anyway,
go on, girl. I got some more music for you if you like.
Well, you know what? I had a thought. I think I'd like to bring our divas back in and our Joe the Verbal if they would just bless us one last time with a piece.
Oh, yeah, that would be real nice.
On Joe the Verbal, state of mind. So let's see if our girl Diva Rain, come on in. Hey, Rain, what's going on?
Hey, ladies. I'm still hanging. I'm still hanging, enjoying the conversation.
I'm glad you are.
Music and...
That's a fact. Definitely. Yeah.
So would you bless us with another piece, my darling?
Sure, I'll bring you one of my old sexy ones.
All right, so express your vibe.
Thank you. This is called Round One. He knew chaos intimately. Fervently sought refuge between her promises to kiss pathways for his escape and the way she threatened to aspirate the tension that plagued him. She cradled his masculine frame, wrapped him in the warmth of soft thighs, silenced his implicit cries to be understood. And she did understand. She fed him wet calms and gentle kisses, tongue probes and sharply bitten lips. She drank his movements as he shifted and tried to grip while she resisted. It was her control, his surrender. There was no prim or proper in her intentions, draped in an unbuttoned down and loosely fitted tie, full chest wool as she straddled his rise. He listened to her whispers of command, absolving him of all his power. While pink soft folds dripped generously on his perfection, slowly repositioned under the wonder in his gaze, manicured tips round the width as tongue tips played ring around the thick tip and soft grips turned twisted, hips lifted, guttural moans and deeply crowned thrones were gifted. Tonsil tickle dances, throbbing romances, rolled eyes, grip fabrics, fucking cursing pleads, eye contact and more pleases. She gave and he received. He forgot all about chaos and met peace. She, his adoratic drug, he arrested her ascendance, blanketed her in appreciation as they lay until round two. That's right.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Now, that is what I'm talking about.
Wait, I'm ready. Yeah. I'm going to need those last two lines again. As he
as he blanketed her? Did you say, what did you say?
Or did he express his appreciation or something?
Well, yeah, blanketed her in appreciation as they lay until round two.
I love that. Yes.
No, you know what?
Thank you.
I'm gonna tell you something.
I'm seeing it.
You know what?
I'm mad at y'all. I'm seeing
part,
it.
Some of the best moments are spent after the actual lovemaking session.
Yeah.
The actual intercourse and stuff, where you can just lay in each other's arms and you
intimacy.
Still got that energy going. Yeah, that intimacy. I call it the afterplay.
Yeah.
You got the foreplay, you got the actual physical sex play, and then you got the afterplay, honey. Yeah, definitely.
No, your afterplay is amazing. Intimacy is my all-time. Yeah. Baron thing is me. Intimacy, even without intercourse.
Girl, don't even get me started. Y'all going to have me in my feelings.
Rain, I got a question. Who killed the mic first?
Oh, that was
Danielle.
We had to get a new one. I had to bring the ice water. Joe would have been proud of me tonight for my first piece for you to report. But he would have been really proud of me for that. But she came in. She just burned the whole place down. I mean, I thought it was last night with the fire, you know, the earth and fire, water.
Yes.
She brought
yes.
the fire. I
yes.
had to bring the water because she set
yes.
everything on fire.
Oh, man. Sure. Thank you, y'all.
But you did set the spark down. Don't think you're getting out of this.
Okay.
You did set a little spark over there.
I'm not sure
about the VIP.
Yes,
oh, well,
did.
Just saying.
Just a tiny bit of something.
That's all it takes. Here she comes just throwing flames on the fire.
That's all you need.
Right.
One little spark. That's it.
And I feel sorry for Joe. Before you get that inbox, before you get that recording, go get your cigar.
If
get in position. Just go and get in position.
You know what's going to happen? I'm going to tell you what's going
you know
happen.
What I want to say, right? I want to quote Mojave right now.
Cold press. You know what he'll say. That was brilliantly
filthy. I'm just saying.
Exactly what he says, yes, that's what he says, too. Just saying. You got to have me down,
oh,
Pat.
Oh, you're a mess, girl. That is him.
For all those listening, you can tell by her laughter that she knows that she's just guilty. It's all guilty laughter.
Y'all making my face hurt. Oh, God.
But I'm going to jump back on the beanbag so other people can come on with their second piece. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you so much, darling.
Oh, thank you, girl.
One love.
Wow.
She got Javi down.
Okay.
That was
funny as hell. Oh, man. Oh, God.
Well, let's try our Canadian friend. Our Canadian diva, Yates.
Yes.
Lady Yates. Can you bless us one more time?
Hello.
Hey.
I read this the other night, but I'm not sure if you heard it or not. I can't recall, but it's called Our Roots.
Express your vibe.
Okay. Ra shines upon rainforest at the edge of the Sahara. golden rays peek through the canopy of green. She is beauty with ebony skin. Some say she is Eve. Onyx eyes gaze upon her queendom. She is black pearl. From her womb the world was born. Brown sugar, ivory bones. All history points to this place where through the mist she's seen. Mankind dispersed over time. One thing remains the same. Bisque, cream, vanilla, cocoa, chocolate, brown are her DNA. Negro goddess, Earth's mother, titanium strength like no other, shaped her young to work the land, food, herbs, and medicines. Healer, trader of goods, negotiates our place on Earth. Humans, white to black, no hate in between, we are human beings. Ra shines upon the rainforest at the edge of the Sahara. She is Eve, black pearl, Earth's mother, our roots, her DNA, and peace.
Oh, my God, that was beautiful.
And you know, I've seen every bit of it. That's amazing, amazing. I've seen every bit of that in my brain. And I see this lady as she's sitting. She is actually, like, sitting, like on a pallet, like, right outside her hut, and she's creating, and she's mixing up herbs and spices for healing, you know? I see a lot of things. I'm very visual, like my diva. And I see
lady,
it.
It's
amazing.
I got to call you Andrea tonight for that piece. That was absolutely beautiful. It was exquisite.
Absolutely.
And the visual, I'm seeing everything, your description of her. That was so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes.
You be hiding them gems from us. That's what it is. You be hiding from us.
I've been trying to find my way, you know, with the group and different people, and you and I talked the other night about some things, and I've just been trying to find my way, and these kinds of pieces are so powerful within me, I can't really explain why. And I'm thankful that I can write and express these kinds of thoughts.
Oh, we are thankful for you expressing them too.
Yeah.
You know,
poetry,
is not to be hidden, okay? Whatever it is that comes from your soul will bleed into that ink to your paper when you pen it. You do not feel like you can't write these things and you can't express these. This is what comes from your heart and soul. Then you, if this is what spirit is saying, then you go ahead and you pen it and you share it with us, okay?
Thank
your poetry is to be shared because we appreciate it. Don't feel like you can't express what's in your heart
and
your soul, honey. Because we look forward to it.
You know what? It's important. But it's important. And it really is. Danielle's right.
Yes,
and
it is.
And it's important to, you know, to write like that. Because, you know what? Down to the bone, you love everybody. I think you want to see the good in everybody. And seeing the evil parts, they hurt. They really hurt your soul. And I think that's where your writing comes in. Because you really, like, you actually are genuine, loving someone, being Andrea and saying, listen, this is how I feel. There's no bias. There's no prejudice. There's no stereotype.
No.
There's no nothing. This is how I am. Hey, look, this is it. This is the world.
That's
this is how it's supposed to be. And
Thank you so much.
I'm expressing myself, and I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
That's right.
Diva.
That's right.
All right, we're going to start calling you Canadian Diva.
Okay.
Thank you. You know, I started writing my poetry over 20 years ago, around 1994, and I never showed anybody. I hid it for over 20 years. And then about 6 years ago, I brought it out in the open by accident, actually. And I was encouraged to share my.
You can't hide from us no more, honey. You cannot hide because the secret is out. You are an awesome poet, okay? And we look forward. We look forward to hearing from you. I told you before,
don't play with me,
okay? You're part of the thing just as much as anybody else is. Do not even go here because you know I ain't going to let it. Thank you.
Love you guys.
Exactly. All right, darling. One love, one money.
One love, one money.
I love her. I seriously love
her.
And it's true. She's Andrea. Yes, that's an Andrea.
Yes,
thing.
She is.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, indeed.
Diva, you know,
yes, Diva.
I think we're gonna end this on a good note with Joe the Verbal. I wonder how it's gonna come to
what
next.
What a better
story.
Way to end it.
I'm gonna request so very nicely that he bless us with another piece. What do you say, Joe?
Oh, yes, please.
It would definitely be an honor and a pleasure. Thank you, Queen.
Awesome.
All right.
Awesome.
Since it's summertime, we're going to call this piece No Air Conditioning.
Well, express your vibe.
'Twas a time when a fan did it for most. Sweltering summer heat was met with defeat only by improvised feats. Spinning blades bend the air's direction. Deflections, misdirections of the mind's eye. Mechanical breezes only ease temporarily what seems to be the hottest day of the year. Clothing stuck to your hide. A cold shower's effect is lessened in a moment. More sweat. Terry cloth tied around necks. I lean forward to avoid the pungent, sticky, pleather, orange-brown bench seat. Lucky for me is just a moment, an empty train before the madness begins. The sins of the mind takes over. Tempers tempered by the heat, shirt open for a bit of stagnant air. The train slows down, no open windows. Here come the rows and rows of those just like me, suffering with summer sting. The red bricks of tenements bake the residents. Summer's lament sends the spent rent outside. No real supplement for city life. Sparse trees with no shade like in the country. Mixed heat from concrete borders, corner store orders for a drink. Shadows from tall, many-storied flats don't cool. They only block with little breeze that comes through. Pampered huggies only babies cry. Shirtless guys, big mamas tended to. Flowing flowered dresses, a sarong or two. Her thong will do. Martin Luther King's image on a cardboard fan. Mama's swollen hands finds change for the ice cream man. A welcome sight. Though little relief for the summer heat. So bright and intense, the sun's rays cutting through the haze. Kids play seemingly immune. Cartoons boom. Scattered conversations, the stagnation. Meanwhile, as with any neighborhood, summer days come with the inevitable, the hydrant spray. No one ever sees it happen. It just cools the air. Empty cans get filled, tossed water on any and all outside. No one seems to mind. Even Big Mama has a wet time. The play lasts that day. Even a few cops come that way. Rolled up the windows, drove through the spray, waved and said, hey, flash the lights just to make the kids move out the way. Summertime in an urban city, not without its drama, but this welcome relief on these concrete streets. Big Mama smiles as she cools her feet. It's my piece. Thank you.
Wow.
I saw all that. Especially about the part about the ice cream man. I ain't going to front. my grand, I used to run in, Mom, hurry up, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Taste that ice cream. Oh, man.
Hey, man. Mm-hmm.
I see people walking around with a towel around their hands. Yeah, girl.
Yes.
All of that. Mm-hmm. All of that. Man, what a way to end the show, man. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Joe. We appreciate you. Mm-mm-mm.
Yes.
I appreciate y'all for having me. All right.
Yes, anytime. All right. Well, back to the beanbag chair in the groovy vibe room. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, everybody.
Wow. Diva, this was awesome.
Yes. It was a beautiful show. Then they came through with them pieces. And so serious. Mm-hmm. You know, they took me back. Those pieces took me back.
I'm telling you.
Man.
I am telling you. Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for coming in tonight. And if you heard the sounds, I'm so sorry. I'm in another location.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to try to heal before... Ooh, I'm going to try to heal soon. But anyway, thank y'all so much for coming out and expressing your vibes. Though the mask mandate is up, I still wear mine. I don't care. So y'all be safe and God bless you. Thank you so much. Diva?
Yes, thank you. Oh, and I want to thank you, Diva, for having me. I got you back anytime.
Thank you.
I love hosting. I love co-hosting with you. We make a pretty good team.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, as I always say, continue to love yourself. Get that good relationship going with yourself inside, because that's where spirit lives. That's where spirit dwells. You love yourself. You're showing that you love him. Also, continue to love one another. Respect each other.
Mm-hmm.
Respect your space and everybody's situation, because everybody got something going on. You know, and we all going through something these days.
Yeah.
Okay? Continue to practice being safe, okay? This germ is not gone yet. We are in biological warfare, okay? Whether you know it or not, this is what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to continue to arm ourselves and protect ourselves, okay? And I just want y'all to be safe. I love you. Thanks for all the callers that called in. Thanks for the people that streamed online listening and everything. And with that, I'm going to say peace.
I fear that you'll be gone for good, so I hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Said a father left a young man. He said he'll be back with that same tone that you just said you'll stay forever with. It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. Like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. It seems that you're the only reason for it. I've been bleeding in your silence. I feel safer in your violence. I hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Before I sleep, I thought to God he must be mad with me. It's come. I'm confused to I'll spend my forever with. Oh. like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. So the iceberg never broke. And I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked, and I poked, and I poked at it, but it stayed stagnant. Then I poked at it some more, and in my notepad, and I wrote, and I wrote. If I don't have it, if I don't grab it, if it don't chip, then I tote tag it. One last, I'm a hope, I'm a hope. So iceberg, don't float, don't float. If I do manage to do damage to you, damn it, it'll be grandest, 10 grammys or my granny, still standing with a note, with a note. That red granite, don't you panic when you make mistakes the most. One day it'll make you grow, you grow. When you're outlandish and you lose manners, to God you shall consult, consult. When the right cameras are still cramming in your face and it provoke, provoke. You to act mannish, just stay planet, cause you're reaping what you sow. Keep positivity in your heart and keep a noose from round your throat. And when you get mad and when you poke at it, when you poke at it, just note, man, that iceberg is a reflection of you. When you renew your visions, just think you've had some Titanic. The fuck you would do to a critic, my nigga? Yeah, yeah. Tell me, when does cry? Do you hear him, love?
Do you hear him, love? Do you hear him?
And if my shit go down, tell me who will it fall. And they won't let me live, even when remorse that I give. When they gon' rejoice and forgive, tell me how I stay positive. When they never see good in me, even though I've got good in me, don't mean he won't redeem you, no.
It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.